understand the other person first before giving advice. I hate when people give advice, at least advice you're not even asking for. Advice on how to write LinkedIn posts when they've never written a LinkedIn post. Advice on how to close a candidate when they've never done kind of candidate work. Understand the other person first before giving advice.
Hello and welcome. My name is Charles Spence, host of A Dose of Reality, where we discuss some of the hardest parts about clinical leadership and how to build a meaningful career. Join me as I interview leaders, share career insights, and help you on your journey to becoming a global clinical leader.
So in this episode, I'm just going to give you a bit of a fun insight about who I am and what I believe in business. So without taking too much time here, here are my 10 commandments in recruitment. Number one, always give feedback if I've taken someone's time. Super simple, yet unfortunately not enough people are doing this. If you are a candidate worker with me and you agree to send your CV and you've spoken to me for, let's say, more than 5 minutes, you'll always get updated from me. Sometimes that might just be 3 weeks later, hey, I've got no updates, let's just stay in touch with the future. And sometimes that's going to be a 45-minute call, making sure this is really the right job for you. So commandment number one, always give feedback if I've taken someone's time. Commandment number two, don't add to the problem. So what does this mean? I have to get really strict with clients when they're speaking to me, because a lot of clients just think just send the CV is the answer. I fail to see how that's the answer, because if you're using three recruiters and the position's been open for more than 4 months, I would probably guess that actually just sending more CVs is not actually the answer. And therefore, I'm not going to add to the problem. I am here to solve problems, not add to the problems. And if people can't see that I offer solutions, then I don't want to add to them. Fortunately, most of the clients I work with fully understand and respect this, and we find mutual agreements and disagreements to solve the problem. Commandment number two, don't add to the problem. There are too many people out there who are just trying to force the wrong solution to fix things. And in my opinion, you're just adding to the problem. Okay, let's take an example. A client wants to see more CVs for a position that's been open for more than 6 months. No, because that's not the problem. The problem is your interview process and you're not actually knowing what you need. Forcing a candidate to interview the company that probably isn't right for them. No, I'm not going to make them do that because I'm just adding to the problem, i.e. they're going to be wasting their time and the hiring manager's going to waste their time, so I'm not going to do it. Commandment number two, don't add to the problem. Commandment number three, 99% of the time, it's not personal. Yes, I receive emails where a part of me dies inside, and yes, people have said stuff which makes my blood boil. Most of the time, it is nothing to do with me. At least that's what I say to myself when I'm in bed crying. But most of the time, it is nothing to do with me. Commandment number three, 99% of the time, it's not personal. Commandment number four, be proud of my work and who I am before making business. This one, for me, it comes incredibly naturally, but for many people, it does not. And unfortunately, for many London-based recruitment firms where people are put under extreme pressure, my reputation and my trust and me genuinely wanting to help people will always come before me trying to make quick money off people. If it just sounds like I'm saying that, I'm making a goddamn podcast for free so you can better yourselves, but go check out some of the reviews. Just come speak to me and you'll get a good feeling of who I am. Number four, be proud of my work and who I am before making money. Commandment number five, always be learning. I mean, that's the name of my company, Disera, to learn. No joke here. I was a terrible recruiter when I first started, ranked I think in the bottom three out of my brand, which was a brand of like 25 at the time. I was awful. And the only way I've been able to kind of let's say, be less awful, I'm still far from where I want to get to, is just constantly be learning sales, learning communication, learning about oncology, learning about whatever it is to both help my clients and then help me as a professional in this area, always be learning. And that extends, maybe this should be commandment number one, but that extends into how I work with candidates and clients. I'm just trying to understand, just trying to learn from them before I even offer anything, which goes into my next commandment, which is commandment number six. Understand the other person first before giving advice. I hate when people give advice, at least advice you're not even asking for. Advice on how to write LinkedIn posts when they've never written a LinkedIn post. Advice on how to close a candidate when they've never done kind of candidate work. Understand the other person first before giving advice. This is how I work when I'm offering my recruitment services. More times than not, I say no to jobs and work with clients. And this is how I get candidates to join companies. Most of the time, they stay there for many years and get multiple promotions. Understand the other person first before giving advice. Number seven, don't be an idiot. I don't know if I need to go into this one. Number seven, just don't be an idiot. Number eight, be refreshingly honest, but don't be disrespectful. This is just something that I've learned even more and more. There's so many boring shit recruiters out there with the same generic useless advice. There are so many candidates who are acting poorly during their interviews or hiring managers who think they're God's gift. Be honest, be constructive, don't be disrespectful. That's my new business model. That's a fairly new commandment, but that's what I'm seeing. It's going to stand out from all the noise. You've got to be refreshingly honest, but don't be disrespectful. That, I believe, was seven. Definitely should have numbered these before making this podcast. Number eight, be authentic. Be authentic. I can't change who I am as much as I would love to. I should have an award for the whitest legs ever owned by an Englishman. I mean, my legs I have are so white, it's like it's reflective. Yeah, my style is slightly sarcastic and cheeky, and it gets me into trouble, but it also gets me wins. Some things I say, people roll their eyes and block me. Other people you've got to be authentic, and you've just got to take the good and the bad that comes with it. And if you're coming from a good, genuine place, trying to help people, more times than not, you're going to win. Be authentic. That is commandment number eight. Be different. My business coach is always saying to me, you cannot be the same and be better. You have to be different. That is what I'm trying to do through all of my work, through social media, for how I engage with candidates, how I speak to clients. The way I do it, I believe, is so different because I have all these other commandments. Case in point, when I just had an SVP change jobs, the first person they reached out to was me, and I've only been working in the US market for about 7 months and spoke to this person five times, and they said, you are different. You are honest, and that is who I try to be in my business and in recruitment. That is commandment number nine. Commandment number 10, I didn't actually finish a 10th one. I just realized now that there was only nine in here. So commandment number 10 is just keep going, keep laughing, keep having fun, and keep trying to be the best version of yourself every single day. It's super generic, but that's who I am. That's what I'm trying to do with business. And we'll just go with that as the 10th commandment. So there are my 10 commandments. Probably there's 9 or 11. I do recruitment and sales, not math. Let's put it that way. And if you're on board with any of them, or any of them resonate in your own life or business, let me know. Because I think having principles, both business and human, is what sets you apart from the others. Have a great day, guys. Ciao.
Thank you for listening to this show. Now, if you've enjoyed it, then click subscribe,
leave a review, or just let me know is valuable. You know what? We all have doubts from time to time, and receiving these small pieces of encouragement can have a huge impact. And of course, if you are looking for a career change, or you want to be connected with fantastic people in our networks, then please contact me directly, either on my email, charles@deseradeathsearch.com, or on my LinkedIn. You can also find access to more material, courses, and any other stuff which can help you on your leadership and your career journey. Thanks again for listening, and have a great rest of the day.